This is BBC Radio 4. Now, here's the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0015 on Monday, the 10th of March. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North Utsira, Forties, Cromarty, Trafalgar, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle and Faroes. The general synopsis at 18000. Low, South Fitzroy, 983, slow moving, filling, 991 by 18000 on Monday. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Northwest Viking, northeasterly 7 to severe gale 9, backing northerly 6 to gale 8, rain, then wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Viking, North Utsira, cyclonic 4 to 6, becoming northerly 6 to gale 8, rain and fog patches, then wintry showers, moderate to very poor, becoming good. South Utsira, variable 2 to 4, becoming cyclonic 4 to 6, showers, fog banks at first, poor or very poor, becoming good. Forties, South Cromarty, variable 3, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain, showers later, moderate or poor, becoming good later. North Cromarty, northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain, then showers, moderate or poor, becoming good. Fourth, Tyne Dogger, variable 2 to 4, becoming north 5 to 7, showers, good, occasionally poor. Fisher, German Bight, variable 3, becoming cyclonic, mainly north 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later, fog patches, moderate, occasionally very poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, east or northeast 3 to 5, occasionally 6 later in Humber and Thames, showers, good, occasionally poor. Plymouth, Biscay, cyclonic 3 to 5, showers, good, occasionally poor. Trafalgar, cyclonic 6 to gale 8, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Fitzroy, variable 2 to 4 in far northeast and later in far north, otherwise cyclonic 5 to 7, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sol, cyclonic 3 to 5, rain, moderate or good. Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon, northeast 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first in Shannon and later in Irish Sea, showers, good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, South Hebrides, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, showers, moderate or good. North Hebrides, South Bailey, northeasterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6, backing northerly or northwesterly later, showers, good. North Bailey, northeasterly 5 to 7, backing northwesterly 4 to 6, fair, good. Fair Isle, Faroes, northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 5 to 7, then northwest 4 to 6 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. Southeast Iceland, cyclonic 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, fair, good. Now, weather reports from coastal stations for 23000. Tyree Automatic, north northeast 6, 7 miles, 1,007, rising more slowly. Stornoway, northeast 6, rain 4 miles, 1,011, rising more slowly. Lerwick, northeast 7, rain 2 miles, 1,011, rising. Wick Automatic, northeast 6, slight rain 6 miles, 1,009, rising. Aberdeen, north northwest 3, mist 3 miles, 1,006, rising slowly. Lucas, west northwest 1, fog 100 meters, 1,006, rising slowly. Boomer, northwest by west 1, mist 1,500 meters, 1,005, falling slowly. Bridlington, north northeast 2, 1,004, steady. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic. Southeast by East 2, more than 27 miles, 1001. St. Catherine's Point Automatic. Northeast by East 3, 1001, now falling. Jersey. East by South 4, recent drizzle, 12 miles, 999, now falling. Channel Light Vessel Automatic. East by North 3, 2 miles, 1000. Scilly Automatic. East, northeast 4, slight rain, 3 miles, 999, rising slowly. Milford Haven, northeast by east 2, 8 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Aberporth, east by south 2, 7 miles, 1001, rising slowly. Valley, northeast by east 3, 4 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Liverpool Crosby. Northwest by west 1, mist 2 miles, 1003, rising slowly. Valencia, northeast by east 3, 7 miles, 1002, now falling. Ronald's Way, north by east 2, 6 miles, 1004, rising slowly. Malin Head, north by east 4, 4 miles, 1007, rising more slowly. Macrihanish Automatic. East by south 1, mist 3 miles, 1005, now falling. Finally, here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation: an area of high pressure will build across the United Kingdom from the north during the early part of the week, with a colder northeasterly flow becoming established across all parts and with gales at first on Monday in the far north. Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, backing north 4 to 6 later, rain, then wintry showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor at first. Rattray Head to Berwick upon Tweed. Variable 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 5 to 7. Occasionally gale 8 at first in north, backing northerly 4 to 6 later. Occasional rain, then showers, fog patches at first near shore. Moderate to very poor, becoming good. Berwick upon Tweed to Whitby. Variable 3 or less, becoming north or northeast 5 to 7. Rain for a time, showers later, fog patches at first near shore, moderate or poor, occasionally very poor at first near shore, becoming good later. Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwest 3 to 5, veering north or northeast 4 to 6 later, drizzle or showers later, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Gibraltar Point to North Foreland. Variable mainly northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming northerly or northeasterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. North Foreland to Selsey Bill. Variable mainly northeasterly 2 to 4, becoming northeasterly 4 or 5 later. Showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor later. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. East or northeast 3 or 4, occasionally 5 later. Showers, moderate or good. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 3 to 5. Occasional rain or showers, moderate or good. Land's End to St. David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. East or northeast 3 to 5, becoming variable 2 to 4 for a time near shore, then increasing 6 at times later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate. St. David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St. George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in north, increasing 5 or 6 later. Fair, then showers, good, occasionally moderate. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 2 to 4, increasing 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in north. Fair, good, occasionally moderate. Isle of Man. North 3 or 4, veering northeast 5 to 7, rain later, good occasionally, moderate later. Loch Foyle to Carlingford Loch, north or northwest 3 or 4, veering east or northeast, fair, good occasionally, moderate at first. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel. Northerly 2 to 4, veering northeasterly 5 to 7, decreasing 4 or 5 later, fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, northerly 4 to 6, veering northeasterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 in far northwest, mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, north or northeast 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, rain then showers, perhaps wintry later, moderate or good. Shetland Isles, northeast 6 to gale 8, backing north 4 to 6 later, wintry showers, good, occasionally poor. And that completes the shipping bulletin.
Welcome to the newsroom. I'm Bernadette Keogh. The former Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, is to succeed Justin Trudeau as Prime Minister of Canada. He gave a defiant victory speech, saying it was important to stand up to Donald Trump.
Canada never, ever will be part of America in any way, shape or form.
Israel says it's cutting off electricity supplies to Gaza to put pressure on Hamas.
I've just signed the order to stop supplying electricity immediately to the Gaza Strip. We will use all the tools at our disposal.
International concern is growing about escalating violence in Syria. And later, a film about an all-girl robotics team from Afghanistan has been released in cinemas. We hear from the team's founder.
Whenever we're watching the film, it's like a sitting back into your, you know, most challenging and inspiring moment of your life.
First, the news.
Hello, I'm Roisin Hasty with the BBC News. The former Governor of the Bank of England, Mark Carney, has won the race to succeed Justin Trudeau as the Prime Minister of Canada. He received a resounding 85% of the vote to be elected as the new leader of Canada's governing Liberal Party. John Sudworth is in Ottawa.
It's an extraordinary result for a man with very little political experience, having never been elected as an MP, let alone served in a cabinet post. But politics in this country has been turned on its head in recent weeks as a result of what's happening south of the border, with Donald Trump launching a trade war and threatening to make Canada the 51st state of America. Mr. Carney is likely to announce a speedy general election, and although the gap is narrowing with the Conservative opposition, the polls show them still ahead.
Israel says it's immediately stopping all electricity supplies to Gaza in an effort to increase pressure on Hamas to release the remaining 59 hostages. The move will primarily affect the operation of desalination plants, crucial for providing clean water. The government said it may cut water supplies as well. Last week, Israel stopped food, fuel and other aid entering Gaza. Syria's interim president says he's formed an independent committee to investigate the killing of hundreds of civilians in Latakia and Tartus provinces, home to many supporters of former President Assad. Ahmed al-Sharaa's insistence that those responsible will face the courts following growing international condemnation of the violence.
I can confirm that we will hold accountable, firmly and without leniency, anyone involved in the bloodshed of civilians or harming our people, who overstepped the powers of the state or exploited their authority for their own ends. No one is above the law. Anyone with Syrian blood on their hands will